Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Thrillers Global Podcast. We're at episode 41 today. I'm your host, CJ. Alongside me is Liam. Liam, how are you?
What's up, brother?
Also joining us is Chrisos from Mavros Productions. Chris, how you going, man?
Yeah, legends. How are you? Yeah, good. How are you? Good to be back. Ready to go and to talk about the best football club in Greece.
Good. The world, mate. Come on. Fix that statement up right now.
It belongs to another club, so too bad.
What?
What?
CJ, get him off. Yeah, good.
Also,
well, that's a great thing. That's it. Well done.
Joining us as well, one of our brand new co-hosts, who was on with Liam a few episodes ago. He's our new co-host, Yanni, coming live from Melbourne. Yanni, how are you?
I'm good, bro. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
That's all good, mate. Thank you for joining. Yeah. Boys, it's been an absolute stacked week for Olympiacos. Probably the best time to be an Olympiacos fan, best time for the club. Obviously, we've gone, made it to the semi-finals of the Conference League. We have also closed the gap in the Greek League, which we thought a few months ago was deemed impossible. And also, biggest news out so far is that the under-19s have won the UEFA Youth League 3-0 against Milan. They've beaten some of the best youth clubs throughout the throughout Europe in an absolute triumphant victory. We'll dig into it one by one, but I think, boys, Liam, do you want to catch us up on the basketball, Yanni, as well, before we dive into everything?
Do you want to go into the basketball first?
Yeah, we could do that first. We can do it later. It's up to you. We could talk about our semi-finals.
I reckon. I mean, is there any updates, Yanni, other than the game tomorrow? We'll talk about the game tomorrow more at the end when we talk about the Addis game for this morning as well. But is there any updates in the basketball, Yanni?
Any updates? I mean, the only update that pretty much happened yesterday was that Papanikolaou's out because he's due to illness. He's not traveling with the team, so he's not going to play. Maybe not even attend Barcelona, who knows, depending on how bad the illness is. And Wokap, who was projected to not join the team, he's playing, even though he left the same training session as him. But yeah.
Mate, what are you doing, mate?
I thought everyone would have seen Chris was munching on his food right there.
Yeah. What's it called? Anyway, we'll talk about the Olympiacos basketball game. What's it called? At the end, we'll talk about the Addis game as well. Because obviously, it'll be a big morning / night for Olympiacos in all sports.
That's right. So we'll take it back a few. we'll take it back a few days. To Friday, Olympiacos overcoming all the odds in Turkey. Absolutely, just I don't know about you guys, but that was probably the most nerve-wracking match I've ever watched as an Olympiacos fan. Not against Arsenal, not against Wolves, not against fucking whoever. Bordeaux Maccabi. Back in 2010. Not even against Maccabi. This was by far, before we get into it, Liam, Marcos, Chrisos, talk Greek.
And now this Olympiacos, Okidora.
Okay, all right. That's a big statement.
Sorry about that. So, Olympiacos went to Turkey, obviously, with a 3-2 aggregate lead. One goal lead, and as we predicted, it was a tough game from the start. It was a tough game right to the last second. Fenerbahce taking a 1-0 lead about 17 minutes in. And boys, I want your thoughts on the first half. What were you guys thinking? How do you think Olympiacos were going, especially in the first 5 minutes? Because I definitely wasn't having a good time.
Yeah, I mean, it started off very shaky. Yeah, like once they scored that first goal, I think it was like in the 12th or something minute, you're like, geez, we're in for a long day of defending. But as the game sort of went on in that first half, we definitely took more control of the game, settled in a bit more. I think, you know, players were a bit nervous. Doi, obviously, who hasn't played football, we talked about it, you know, was struggling a little bit at the start, but he seemed to get into the game. And then in that second half, man, we came out, we were the better team in that second half. Like, we had a few chances to score. We hit the post. Carmo had that chance. Masudas had that one-on-one with the keeper. We definitely probably should have scored in that second half. We were the better side in that second half. And, man, yeah, just what's it called? Like, it was a great performance away from home under that pressure with that environment, obviously the atmosphere that they've got. Man, you just got, like, it's something that mentally bars changed about that team. Like, the old Olympiacos would have crumbled, man. Like, you know, if you remember the Frankfurt game at the start of the year. Oh, not the Frankfurt, the Freiburg game, sorry, at the start of the year. When we could see that early goal with Wade Jim, we just crumbled, man, and we caught five. And that's, you know, the old Olympiacos would have lost it today. But we stayed in the game, we held composure, and credit to Doi, who played a really good game in the end, actually. Obviously got that red card right in the last minute, but he played really good and filled in Monetos really well. And, man, I wouldn't be taking him out. Obviously, he's going to have to miss a game, but, yeah, he deserves definitely to be playing another game after that, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely agree with you, Liam. It's also good to see that we had a manager able to manage the game as well. He obviously had no control of the midfield in the first half, and without wasting any time, chucked on Imbora.
Which changed the game. We had way more control that second half, man.
Yeah, we felt more stabilized throughout the middle as well, obviously. Yeah. You could tell Doi, I don't think he was struggling, but there was a bit of uncomfortableness on his behalf as well. There were a couple questionable calls, but of course, you know, ends in a red card. But
the way he managed the team, man, was really good. Even when he taking Podence off in like the 55th, 60th minute, whatever it was, for Masudas. It's obviously a risky sub considering Podence is probably, with Fortuna, our most creative player. But it was a great sub because Masudas came on and shut down. They were getting a lot of joy out of that, our right wing side with the what was that guy, that Turkish? I forgot his name, but one of the Turkish guy. He was getting forward a lot, and Masudas shut him down and played a more defensive role, and he could have also scored. So some great decisions he made in that second half to get back control of the game. And one more thing I wanted to say as well, we'll talk about, obviously, we'll talk about the game with Bale. The way he's used the squad, man, is, it's ridiculous. He's used every single player. He's given everyone a role. Like, you literally look, we have a European list, and then we have a few players who aren't on that European list, and those players are delivering as well. Like, look at Gelson Martins against Bath. What a game he played. And it's just really good to see the way he's used the whole squad. Every single player has been used. He's tried everyone. He's given everyone a role. He's given Quinny, Border, they've played some important roles. He's given everyone a role in the squad. And if we're going to have that big of a squad, or we're going to have that many players, that's how you've got to use the players. You've got to make sure you're using everyone, you know, at least see before he makes cuts in the summer and everything, at least see everyone and see what everyone's capable of. So, yeah, I'm really impressed by Mendy Bar so far. I mean, I was telling my papu and my uncle today, like, we're so lucky to have him. He's a class above probably the Greek league and any teams in the Greek league at the moment. He's a great manager.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. He's also a type of manager Olympiacos needed. And I hope it opens doors for the other Greek clubs as well to really set the bar up for what the league should be. And even though Bale got knocked out, such an incredible achievement for the club. I'm only kind of upset that Ike and Bafomakos didn't go further, and even Artis qualify, but doesn't matter about that right now. And just to what you were saying about Masuras, it's so good that he's been utilized to his strengths, because he definitely can really help out at the back, and he's got that explosive pace as well to help him go forward. And we almost saw him, you know, how dangerous he could be, but, you know, his finishing sometimes lets him down. That's why we call him Masuras on the show. And I don't know, when that one-on-one happened, there was a part of me that was like, fuck, man, like, Masuras is on the end of this. It could go really bad. And,
right, he's not that bad, as you're saying.
It wasn't that bad, but considering...
It was a hard finish, bro. The keeper did really well.
Just considering just considering what was happening throughout the game, and you know, but regardless, it was such a great second half performance. And what I wanted to say before, Iborra as well, you know, people were saying, oh, we don't need him. He just showed exactly why he's there. And I think he's going to be extremely important against Aston Villa, both games, if and when he does play. Yanni as well.
Just to say one thing about Masuras, because you guys are right, like sometimes he does misses like some shots that he could have scored. But one big quality of him is like he actually believes in the team. Like later, after the game, he came out and said his exact quote was something like progresses, or like this chance to go through qualification. Thank you. Was for Juventus, for Gerard, for Riazor, and for Metalist, which are all teams that like Olympiacos lost back in the 90s.
He
came out.
That interview was class. It was class.
It was absolute
class. He's an absolute G, man, Masu. That's a good, great point, Yanni.
Yeah.
And he's been there for like so many years. Like, he believes the team. Like, these are the players we want. Like, anything.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's Eiffel to Pathos.
He bleeds Olympiacos, man. He plays for the badge. Like, yeah, I know we talk some shit about him, but at the end of the day, what a fuck.
Yanni, I think you missed the Colin Yada fan. Yanni on the podcast, what a legend. Let's go.
thanks, bro.
Wenzel Dinho, one of our most loyal subscribers.
And also, just quickly, Wenzel Dinho is going to be doing a collaboration with us through Los Global and Olympiacos Australia soon. So keep your eyes on that.
Beautiful. Can't wait for that. Chrisos.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
I want you to share your thoughts on the first and second half before we dig into extra time.
Okay, so my thoughts on the game was, I watched the game before you say anything. I watched it with my dad, Baba. What he was saying was funny. I can't really say what he was saying on the podcast because you'll get mad at me, so I'm not going to say it. But
that says a lot.
Yeah, it was a good game. I think the ref kind of killed it for us. I think a lot of things went against us, and that kind of like killed the momentum of the game. I don't know why they appointed a German ref in Turkey, but anyway, I think we had a good game. We had good chances. Fortunis had a great game as always, and Masuras should have converted that strike. He was scoring goal, and I was like, this is it. He's going to convert it. We're going to be 1-1. We're going to sit back and relax for the game. But he shanked it. I think Retsos being out for the next game is actually a good thing because I just think he's a liability.
What do you mean Retsos being out? He was out for that game.
Oh, sorry. I thought he misses the next one. Sorry. My bad.
No, he just misses one.
Masuras.
Anyway, I think that's going to be a big loss for us, but it's a good chance for us to play other players. And yeah, I agree with the statement that our coach is using players like Richards, like those type of guys are getting a go, which I think is good for the team.
I think
the morale is better, and I think that I think just having that Spanish oomph and that Spanish charisma is helped us a lot in that game. And I think Iborra showed his experience, like Thiago Alcantara, and delivered the result for the boys.
Good points, Chris. I agree with you. It's good to see the other players and the unity within the team right now is at an all-time high. And Richards getting a go, he looked really, 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 really good. So I hope he actually stays on Olympiacos as well. I know I think he's loaned in.
He is from Nottingham.
So Marinakis could just take the money from his right pocket, put it in the left, make it a permanent. That'd be good. And I agree with you. Some of the refs' calls were a freaking joke. And Fenerbahce were just getting a foul for absolutely everything. I definitely agree with you. There was another point I wanted to make, but it just went over my head right now. It was something to do with the unity. I wanted to say, Lee, with what you said earlier as well, with the substitutions, it's good to also have a coach that makes the substitutions when they need to be. made, not hesitated, because we've come from a few line of coaches that would wait till the 90th or 80th minute to make a change, and they've absolutely impacted nothing. So he knew straight away he bought her. And there's no time to waste in these competitions, which made me want to hit my head against the wall with some of these other coaches that, they just wait till like the 85th minute to make the change where it's needed better now. So kudos to Bedilliba. We're being so spoiled right now with this coach. I hope it lasts forever. But regardless, at the 90, it was 1-0, which made it 3-0 in aggregate. So we moved into extra time. Christos, dig into what your thoughts were at extra time. What were you feeling going in?
I knew it was going to go to penalties straight away. I just had that feeling. I think after the bad calls that the ref gave, I just saw like he's not going to try and get it to a result that's going to favour us, and that we're going to have to go to pens. And, penalties was great. I just think that, you know, Fenerbahce have Batshuayi, Dzeko, Bonucci, Tadic, all this experience, and they couldn't get past Solakis. And I think that's just a statement that money can't buy you success. And it showed clearly on the pitch. And I think Solakis had a blinder of a game, and is going to show Gus Poyet, who somehow still has the grease job, that he should be getting a call up or even a look in for the Greek national team. And I think that
100%,
yeah, 100%. Boys stepped up in penalty shootouts. They showed why they've been the better side during the tie, and got the result in Turkey, which makes it even better. We've conquered Constantinople once again.
Yeah, beautifully
we
said.
That's a good
beautiful said.
Right. Yanni, your thoughts?
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I didn't catch extra time. I only got the penalties.
Oh!
Get the I know. I know. It's not good enough. I know. Especially on the Thrillers Global Podcast. I know.
It's your last episode.
I'm so sorry. If it was the other game, I saw the whole thing, but the penalty. Try to make it.
No, it's all good.
But I mean, like, just generally, like, from like the highlights I saw, we were good. We weren't bad. And I don't know, like, the fact that we went down so early and just not gave up, like, which I know you guys made that point before, but I think it just shows a lot of character about this code and what the coach has established within the team. And also, I think it's also justice for the coach as well, because we went down, he had to make adjustments so we play better, so we can stay in this game, not just give up straight away. But before we even played the first game, they were calling Beni Balar, they were calling him a second division coach, the media in Turkey.
Yeah.
So it's justice for the coach, like, out of nowhere, hasn't been to Olympiakos, hasn't said anything provocative, and just came out of nowhere. So I'm just glad we got through, pretty much. Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw, but he couldn't watch the penalties, which I thought was, you know.
Yeah.
I was so nervous he couldn't watch the penalties.
I don't think anyone could.
Yeah, I was struggling to
watch. I was hiding behind that. I couldn't do it.
All I have to say about it is, yeah, what's it called? Extra time. Again, what's it called? Probably the better team in the extra time. I thought we looked more threatening. And I think over the two legs, I really think we were the better side. Like, I think it was just moments that cost us, like that Retsos moment and the penalty, obviously. We had that game in absolute cruise control until that point. We had the whole tie in cruise control until that point. And, yeah, I think a few moments cost us, a few moments of missing some big chances. I don't know if you guys remember that El Khabib miss in the first leg where he probably should have passed it off to, I think,
Podemos. Yeah,
it was Masoudas.
Masoudas, yeah, that really pissed me off for some reason.
And, yeah, because you don't want to see that in a game.
Yeah.
In games like this,
So it was moments, I think, that, like, which we needed against Aston Villa. If we can't be giving anything away, and any chance, moment, big chance like that we get, we have to convert 100%. If we're going to win that leg. And we won't talk too much about the Aston Villa game because that's a week away. We've got more important things to them. But yeah, we've got to change. We can't be doing any of these, like, fucking Retsos penalties and just giving half chances to the teams, because we're going to get punished. And we're just lucky that, you know, we still won that first leg and we were good enough to hold on in Turkey. But yeah, like, that game really should have been over. in Greece. So anyway, we got through. It's a learning lesson for the team. And all I have to say is Zourlakis, man, what a hero. What a hero. Like, to come in like that, that's his first ever penalty shootout as a young kid, and just stand up the way he did. Like, from that first penalty save, man, he looked confident as. He looked like, I was literally thinking, like, fuck, he looks confident. From that first, the Tadic penalty, even the Batshuayi penalty he almost saved, it was just too strong. Like, what an effort for such a young kid under such pressure in that moment.
That's what you got to show. You got to show confidence.
And that's it.
You got to show confidence.
And obviously, we've been reading in the last few days that Braga from Portugal want him. And, you know, like, you just hope, like, you really just hope that fucking Medlibar, Marinakis just don't let this happen. And they put pen to paper on a new deal for him, and he's our keeper for the next 5-6 years until, you know, he probably matures and he probably will be good enough for a Premier League or later, you know, a bigger team, or a bigger league, I should say. What's it called? Because obviously, in a few years, you know, he's going to be one of the better keepers going around Europe. And we'll probably, if not be the best keeper in Greece or the best Greek keeper. So hopefully we hold on to him for a bit because he's still young. He still needs to get some more game time. But yeah, that man, that young kid has sent us to our biggest match or matches in our history. He's part of the biggest moment of our history, which is insane. So good on him, man. What a hero.
Yeah, definitely, man. And just what you were saying about what the Turkish media was saying, and can't forget what that freaking Dzeko was saying online, and that other freaking idiot pointing to the badge, man. Just Turkish flag, you talk shit, that's what's going to happen to you. So
get banged.
Yeah, pretty much. The only thing I have to say as well is I was ready to go on a plane and absolutely deck the shit out of Rodinay because.
Come on, like you can't get angry for penalty. I knew you would, but bro, I thought that was gonna haunt us forever, CJ.
Having heart like attacks all fucking morning, and
can you imagine we lost, and like that photo of the ball on the line would have fucking haunted us forever, man. Like from being that far away from a semi final of Europe.
Yeah, and all we have to do is convert that, and then we go on to miss another one. Like,
fuck. That's it. Anyway, who cares? It's all part of the story. We got the win. We're through to the next round. That's all that needs to be said.
It's semi-final bound against Aston Villa. Moving on to that. Moving on from that story. Well, Libya, of course, travelled back to Athens to an absolute... welcoming and a half at the airport. I don't know if you guys saw the videos.
Oh, we did.
That was
insane. Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Not only that, we beat Balk in Gardiskaki 2-1, closing the gap on the league now, man. Olympiacos on hot form. They look unstoppable right now. And they travel to Thessaloniki, as we said, to take on Nardis. But what are your thoughts about... the game against Bulk, I personally missed it. I didn't watch it because it was too early in the morning. But
well,
it's also my last episode.
I watched the game obviously, and I thought it was really impressive. Like, we didn't play like the best. Like, we played decent, but we didn't play the best. And you've got to expect that after playing, you know, full extra time, not having our full squad. Like, we didn't have Rodinei, we didn't have Fortunis, we didn't have Jovetic, we didn't have. Oh, I can't fully remember. We didn't have Ortega. We didn't have a few players, definitely. But the way those boys came in, for example, what's his name? Richards played really well. Kinney played really well. Iborda, obviously Jelson Martins. Who played next to that? I'm trying to think now. Abby. Yeah, he played really well as well. What's it called? Got that yellow card, but that didn't faze him early in the second half. So he played really well as well. And just impressed with everyone, man. The way everyone slotted in, such a quick turnaround. We're at an all-time high as a club. And to put in a performance like that where defensively we were really solid, didn't look too exposed, and we were able to create a few chances, it was really good. And Jelson Martins, full credit to him, man, on the European list, obviously. But came in and just shows that he can – it's just good to know that we're playing Europe, and we've got obviously the players like Masuras, Podence, who's another winger that we have in the European list, man. Fuck. Who else? Oh, we've got Fortunis as well there, who's been playing like that free sort of winger role. But just to know that, what's it called? That we've got these players, and then we can come to the Greek league and be able to just rest Fortunis for Gelson Martins, or Masuras can cop a rest, and you know, someone could just come in and slot in like he did. It's great. You know, obviously with so many games, with so many important games, I should say, with the Greek league and the Conference League, it's bloody like it's really good just to have that squad depth. And this is what I mean by mainly by using the squad to the full potential. Like, who would have thought Kinney and Ibora would be this important at this stage of the season? Like, even Gelson Martins a few weeks ago when he was injured, you're like, oh, what's it called, you know? But nah, man, it's been really impressive and a great performance. Like, you know, like I said, and I wrote it in the post that we posted, considering the circumstances that we were in, it was a quality performance. Like, obviously not our best, but you know, you just got to be happy the way we played, got the job done, and that's it.
Yeah, definitely agree, man. It's also a shame that we can't have Martins in the
conference. Yeah, he'd be very important. Yeah.
Massive. Guys, I want your thoughts on our friend Navarro. Where do you think his future lies?
Oh, I'll go first. I think I've not been the biggest fan of him because obviously El Kabi is, I think, much better than him in terms of just finishing. But against Bulk, man, he really impressed me. Like, his pressing especially, what's it called? He shows that he can play a really important role. Like, he was pressing like crazy in that first half, man. He won so many balls. Like, he was getting in behind, causing so many problems. And if he plays like that, man, like, you know, to have him as a backup striker is... Or like a second one with El Kabi. I don't know what we're gonna do. We're obviously keeping Jovetic as well for the year. Like, he definitely has a role. Like, if we want to, I think he's not a permanent deal. He's a loan, isn't he?
No, it's a loan, dude.
Yeah, it's a loan.
It's an interesting one though. Like, do we want to spend that money on him? I don't know. Like, maybe we have to save him a little bit more because we've obviously got, which we'll talk about in a sec, young players from the academy, which. Menly Bar said he's going to look to integrate three to four players into the team next year. And we've got Haralan Bosco-Stulas, who's obviously an absolute gun at 16 years old in the academy that might be coming in to play that second, third striker role. So I don't know where his future lies, but he impressed me on the weekend.
That's mad.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about you guys, but personally, I feel like, well, we got El Gabi and Jovetic for next season. I'd honestly use the money to utilize another player like Alexandropoulos or Nelson even Andre Horta. I wouldn't personally go for Navarro, but Yanni, Chris, your thoughts on that?
You know what's the thing? I don't think Navarro would even want to stay because it's like you said, if he's going to be a backup to El Kabi, he was doing good in Porto, like just before he was sent down alone, wasn't he, like the season ago? I think he was. I'm not quite sure about that. But I think in those situations, like, if you don't fully impress, if you're not like a phenomenal player and you have the value that Navarro has, I think he'll just go back to Porto and maybe find a move either to Portugal or somewhere else there. I don't think we're going to spend that much money on him. Like, he's a good player. He does have quality, but it's results. When you have players that have given more results than you, ahead of you, like, you're not going to break through, in my opinion, at least. So, great talent, but I think it's unfortunate that we can't keep him as a backup.
That's a good point.
Yeah, well, he's obviously come to Olympiacos because he's fallen out of favour at Porto, and if he's not going to get the game time,
exactly,
probably best for both parties. Chris, before we get into your thoughts, Vrushenko, your thoughts?
Okay, Vrushenko. Well, this Vrushenko guy is the KEF FC fan of the week. And my thoughts on Nicholas Tsanakidis is that he's a solid bloke and an even more solid footballer. And I think that KEF FC are doing good with having him in the team because now they're actually winning games and delivering the results. You put Liam as captain, and that's what happens. You get results. And in terms of coming to play, I am trying to work on it. I'm trying to convince my parents to let me come down for a day to play. So we'll see what happens.
Massive. And CJ, going back to it, what's your thoughts on Navarro just quickly? What do you think?
No, I wouldn't waste my time, honestly. I think with El Kabi, the way he's going, Jovetic has turned it around. And if one of those young guys Mendilibar's talking about is a forward, then start building it up, man. There's I think it'd be a disservice to both parties for Navarro to say he won't get that
good point,
he won't be satisfied. I think I'm sure a lot of European clubs will snatch him up.
I agree, but I do think now that we've got him, we've got to make the most of him for the rest of the season.
He's there.
In the Greek league, with El Kabi going to be playing a lot of minutes. Well, obviously he's been playing a lot of minutes, so yeah.
But like, if you're asking me, man, it's El Arabi over him. But
yeah, I'm literally
100%. 100%. I would. Nah, I'm not gonna say it because you guys are gonna fucking whinge. But
you would tap him.
I would. No. You freaking. No, I would have El Kabi on for one more season than Jovetic.
El Arabi or El Kabi?
El Arabi. Sorry.
No chance, brother. No fucking.
No, 100%. It is a farewell to. 100%, he's a fair one.
No chance, man. Jovetic is absolute class. El Arabi is past it.
Yeah, shut your mouth.
I'm with Liam on this.
Dude, the fact that he comes on and he still looks like he's going to score says a lot.
Yeah, but he's coming on when everyone's tired and he's got fresh legs. If you're starting from the start, he's not good enough anymore.
No, he's not, I guarantee you.
Anyways.
If he starts from the start, he's scoring a brace.
I don't think he will start another game from the start.
Oh, well. We'll never know.
You know what? Anyway. I'm going to back CJ on this because you guys don't laugh at me when I have my predictions and they end up coming true. So you never know.
Let's move on to the youth league because we've already talked like 35 minutes and we haven't even gone into the youth league in the matches tomorrow. Don't take control of this one, CJ.
The youth league, it's happening.
We won, mate.
Yeah, we're talking about the UEFA youth league.
You said it's tomorrow. Now, how's it happened?
No, I meant to say the game. We've got things like the games tomorrow to talk about.
Okay. Liam, you take charge of this one.
We won 3-0 against Milan in Nyon, Switzerland. We saw the goal from, I think the first one was from Muzukidis, the penalty. That's how you pronounce his name. And then Papa Cornelos, who's an absolute star, by the way. Like this guy, man. I've watched him. He's like the Greek Messi, bro. Like, he's going to be the next like big thing in the midfield. He's like an absolute baller, bro. The way he, like, that second goal, the way he, like, shifts it onto his right foot and just smacks the shit out of it into the corner. He's not like Fortunis, though. He's, like, he's more of a, like, I don't know how to explain. He's like a Pep Biel, but Greek. But, like, good. Like, he's not like Fortunis.
He's nothing like Pep Biel, then.
No, but, like,
Pep Biel wasn't Greek or good.
No, he reminds me of Pep Biel. Like, the way he just like moves the dribbles and stuff, he reminds me a bit of him. But anyway,
he's a different hair color every 3 days.
Anyways, he's going to be an absolute star, Papakonelos, however you pronounce his name as well. And man, I was so impressed with him from what I've seen. Like he's a good player, a cold player as well. And then obviously the third goal was the insane bicycle kick from Bakulas. That was just
right. Who's number six for the youth league?
I don't know why.
What a fucking player, man. I don't
find
know.
That out.
Oh, I need to find it out. I'll do the research.
The people who have impressed me the most from the youth league is Angelo Sinna, the goalkeeper, one of the best young keepers. Half Albanian, half Greek, Chrysos. So there you go.
Don't
make any comments about that. You got Kutsidis at centre back as well, who's been absolutely impressive, as well as Kostandinos Kostoulas. Who has also been very impressive. And then, obviously, in the midfield, I mentioned Papakonelos Muzakidis, who's really good. And who I mentioned before, Haralambos Kostoulas, the striker.
Only Kseni in the team, or are they Greeks?
Sorry?
Any Kseni, or are they just Greeks?
No, it's all Greeks. It's impressive, man.
Liatsikouras.
Leo Tsikoudas, yeah.
Right. That guy needs a call up.
Yeah. No, there will be. And like they've spoken about, there's going to be about 3 to 4 players integrated into the main squad next year. Because obviously a lot of them are still eligible to keep playing in the under-19s for another year or two. But a lot will get caught up, which you want to see. You don't want to see us signing 35, 36-year-old Spanish blokes anymore when we've got young thoughts on Sonia, Shanks woman. Anyways, what's it called? You don't want to see young. You want to see the young blokes getting the call up over these older people that just get coming for a season. Like we want to start building the future because we've shown the best academy or one of the best academies in Europe. Now let's use it and let's bring these players and become one of the better teams in Europe and get ourselves back into being a competitive team in the Champions League.
Except the
anyways, that's all I have to say about the youth league. It's impressive. Let's hope that we bloody start bringing some players in and we can build because the future's bright. We beat a team, man. This Milan has like a 30 million value on transfer market, their youth academy. Olympiacos is like 1 million. So impressive.
Do you think we keep them though?
All the players?
Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of big teams would come and like nab a lot of players.
That's true, but I also think a lot of them haven't actually played senior football yet, so I don't think too many teams will be like coming straight for them just yet. They want to see them get some minutes in the senior football. A few of them will definitely be being looked at by some clubs, but until you play in the senior football and for the actual main team, I think that's when. Before then, I think we'll have them, and then anyway, it's up to Menli Bar to pick a few.
That's a good point.
And pick the right ones And obviously, you're right. If these players are as good as what they can be and they become as good as what they can be, teams are going to look to come steal them. Like that Costulas, man, the striker especially, he's going to be he's going to be a top player in Europe in 5 years. I can just tell already.
Yeah. Nah, but you're right, though. They do need to – I didn't even think of that. Like they have to show themselves senior football first.
Yeah, it's right, right.
Like they're going to just grab them out of nowhere. Yeah. No, that's a good
That's thing. It.
Yeah, they need to be They need to be treated with a bit of caution, not like what we did with Ugi Bulk and Mara.
Anyways, so that's the youth league wrapped. And one more thing, we won the volleyball league, Yanni, is that correct? The men's volleyball
league? Yeah, we did. 3-0, I believe. Yeah. 3-0. I mean, we're very good at volleyball. I don't know why. I don't know how. But we've been winning. I think it's back-to-back now. So, congratulations, like.
Well done. That's, well done to the boys.
Marinakis, like, I know a lot of fans were blaming him, like, the way he runs the footballing department. But you got to think, the guy runs every department apart from basketball and has water polo champions, women's and men's, volleyball champions, women's and men's, European champions in every department apart from football, obviously. Correct. And now football's looking good as well. So,
and just what I love... That's it. And what I love about it is like the family. You see the basketball posting about the youth team, Olympiacos making the semifinals. You see every team posting about each other. I love the. That's what it's all about, man. Being a family, and that's something really special about our club.
You even had clubs like Panathinaikos congratulate the youth team.
Yeah.
You didn't have the Greek Federation do it, but.
Yeah.
What do you do, mate? If it was like, they'd be posting.
Oh, mate, that'd be all
over it. They'd be all over it.
Mate, fuck them, bro. They'd be there with Mantalos
and fucking Zvarnas.
Honestly, the dumbest.
Botas and everything. Fucking.
Let's not get angry. Let's not talk about this sort of stuff. It's been a really positive week.
Nah, but I'm angry.
Yeah.
Probably one of the best weeks. It's definitely the best week, CJ, we've had since starting this podcast.
Oh, my God. This is worth it. This was all worth it.
Yeah, it was.
This was all worth it. Chris, what's your thoughts just on everything that we just said?
On what? On the whole thing? I think it's good. I don't know the youth team at all, so I can't really great. It's focused on me for some reason, but I don't know the youth team that much, so I can't really comment on that. But I think it's been a good week for the club, and it's good to see the... us excelling in other sports, because at the end of the day, we are a club that's not just football. We're a club that plays many sports. I think it only moves on from here, and we continue to progress as a football club. That's all I'm going to say.
When I put Liam on the screen, I was looking at Yanni. I was proper shitting it.
So the first time, I just look up and I just see Christos on the screen. just nodding his head. And I just start laughing. I just couldn't keep a straight face anymore.
Well said, Christos. I just can't believe, the times we're living in with Olympiacos right now just seems so unreal. And we know the game with us and Villa coming up is going to be absolutely tough, but there it lingers in the back of your head, the what if we do it, because that's football, man. You never know. Big game coming up against Aris, and this will only mean one thing, because I think Balk will be taking on Panathinaikos. I might be wrong. Let me double check right now.
It is. It's Balk Panathinaikos.
Balk Panathinaikos. And honestly, the best thing we could get from that is a draw. We would jump Balk. And Christos.
It's Ike Panathinaikos. Sorry,
my Ike Panathinaikos. Who's Balk?
Yeah, Balk Lamia.
Okay, so Lamia getting slapped. We won't worry about that. But look, 1 point from third place right now. And like we said for so much now, that it's looking like Olympiacos is turning it around. I personally don't think they'll quite come first. I don't think they'll win it. But I think they can close in second position.
If we get second, that'll be good, because that's Europa
League. That'd be a win.
It's Champions League.
Now we're winning the league.
No, it's Europa League. I researched this the other day. First is Champions League, second is Europa League, third and fourth is Conference League.
I don't think so, man. I think it's Europa League.
It's 100% that. Like, I'm like 1,000%. Like, I'll bet anything you want.
All right. No, I don't know. I just saw an article like the other day said if we win Conference League, then we can, and we finish in like first or second.
Yeah,
we get like
we can get
Champions League.
Okay. Originally, let me explain this. Originally, we're meant to only have one Champions League, one Europa, two Conference. But because you know how they changed the format this year and they're adding teams to every single one. They still haven't decided who's getting what and everything. So if we win the conference, they might just send us straight to the Champions League if we finish second or something. They haven't decided. Like in England, you don't know. We don't know if it's top four, top five. Like you don't know, which is it's all on my luck. Yeah, like I should let you know before the season starts. It's ridiculous. You don't know what you're playing for.
Have changes.
I'm confused with the whole freaking.
Maybe we do, but that's technically what I just said is technically what it's like meant to be.
Yeah.
If it's meant to be.
Well, we won't harp on about it too long. We should wipe Aris clean. I'm not saying they're a bad team, but we hope that we do it.
It needs to be a win.
Christos, we want your predictions for
Hello. The
game. 2:30 a.m.
I think we're going to win 3-1. Fortunis is going to score one. El Kabi is going to score one. And Omar Richards is going to score one.
Omar Richards.
I think we're going to play all of the starters, or at least most of them.
Yep.
I did see the coach did say that he wants to rotate everyone, like we said before. So there could be the odd chance we see some. We may even see Paschalakis, who knows? I don't know. But I think 2-0 or 3-1. I think 2-goal difference for the win.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with Yanni. I think this game we're going to see the starting squad because we're a week away. Or just what day is it today? Thursday. Yeah, we're about a week and a bit away from the big match against Aston Villa next week. So I think he's going to use the main squad fully from the start this game, the 11 that he probably wants to field against Aston Villa. So, because we're obviously playing Lamia at home on the weekend, which is obviously going to be a very, well, you'd think a comfortable match, and he'll probably rotate then, rest everyone up. So everyone's ready for the Aston Villa game. So this is where we're going to see our full squad, and I think we're going to get by 2-0. I'm going to say El Kabi Brace.
Yeah, Kabi Brace.
But I think we're definitely seeing our best 11.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 3-0. I'm going Okabi, Podence, and Masuras.
No, that's different from you.
Youth League final was a joke.
Shut up, Tommy, man. He's Tommy. Tommy's an AC Milan supporter.
Nah,
what do you mean all goals were offside, mate?
The penalty was offside.
High school kick from, yeah, there's a the penalty was offside.
The penalty was offside, bro.
What is the number one hater? greetings from Melbourne, Australia. Okay. OSFP, that's respect for knowing OSFP.
Is that one of your mates?
No, I thought that was Tom because I just saw the T. Tass. I don't know who that is.
Oh, Tass, thanks for tuning in, mate.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much.
I know you're my favorite.
The bicycle.
Yeah, that bicycle kick.
The bicycle.
What class.
Incredible.
I think that about wraps it up for this evening.
No, we got
the basketball. We're
going to talk about this is more important than the soccer game, or the football game. Or soccer game.
Facts.
We're doing great.
Facts, bro.
Go, Yanni. Give us the details before we talk about
it. It's all about Mitrovic right now. No, I'm kidding. No Mitrovic.
Oh, just so you know, me and Yanni agreed today. Every podcast is going to be about a 1 minute talk about Naz Mitrulong. If you don't know him, research him after the podcast. Every week is going to be a weekly segment about Mitrulong. So yeah. What's the news you found out about Mitrulong this week, Yanni?
I told you, and I already forgot. Wait, what was that? Me and you found it together. What was it?
His mom, Georgia Mitru.
Yeah. Mitroglou, half American, half Greek, from his mother's side.
Yeah,
and that was a great.
She's fully Greek, but she moved to Canada or whatever.
No, I said he's half Greek, half American.
No, yeah, he's half.
Nah. Anyways, about the actual game goes, I mean, we got a Spanish team. That's the bad thing. That's the only bad thing. We've only beaten Baskonia, I believe. We haven't beaten Barcelona, got the sweep on us, regular season sweep. Real did the same, but Real has been unstoppable. Look, if we get one game out of the first two, we can easily push it to five. This is a tough series, though. This is not, no team is getting a sweep. Barcelona is not getting a sweep. We're not getting a sweep.
Mm-hmm.
They do have the home court advantage, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, just coming to Sef, I think, coming to our, going to Greece, like, that's going to make the difference. Because, like, I don't know if you guys know, but, like, stadiums in Spain, they're a bit like American stadiums. The fans, they just here, they don't really abuse the players, which is a good thing, but, you know, like, for our chances of qualifying, it's going to be better to play at Sef for our chances.
I was just going to say, I think going into the Sef game, which is game three, we need to win one of the games in Spain. I think if we go down 2-0, it's going to be hard to come back, obviously.
Yeah.
So I think we need to win one of these two games in Spain, man. If we can win one of the two games, you'd hopefully really think we could win at Sef. We'd be the favourites to win at Sef. If we can win and be 2-1 up, we should grab it from there. Like, we should fucking be able to just steal one more game.
Oh, yeah. Look, I have faith that this team can close out a game. That's for sure. There's no way they're choking a lead, and knock on wood for that. But I think the thing you said, if we win at Sef, we push it to five, and we win on five. I think it's a very tough game. Obviously, we don't have Papanikolaou in the starting five, who has started like 90% of the games.
Yeah.
That's probably going to get covered by Moses, right? The import. The question is, I don't know if he's going to play him because of experience. That's the only thing. I don't know how much time he's going to get due to experience. I know Milutinov is back. I know Fall is back.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. I think the loads are going to be spread around all those players personally, but we'll see.
Yeah. right to not play the five. We'll definitely play the four due to Papanikolaou as well and due to lack of experience. Yep. And that's it, bro. Like, we'll just see on Friday. I mean, not Friday. When's the game? Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow in the morning, 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah, for us, Friday. Yeah, for us, Friday. My bad. No, what am I on? Thursday.
Tomorrow's Benji Day.
Bro, bro, I'm telling you, I think I should cut it here, bro. No, I confused it. What day it was, though. That's the bad thing. Nah. Yeah. I don't know. Does anyone else have anything to add?
It's gonna be tough in Barcelona, man, without Papanikolaou, the captain, obviously, who's played the most minutes for us out of anyone this season with World Cup. Yeah, yeah. Thank God we have World Cup back, because I don't see us winning without those two players in. Yeah, like, thank God he's back. And yeah, what's it called? I don't know. Like, if we can just scrape a win, man, tomorrow, like, just, I don't know, like, somehow just get the early lead. It's going to be tough. Like, we're really back against the walls away without our captain. But we'll see, man.
The good thing about Barcelona is their star player is Jan Vesely. Jan Vesely is a center, right? We have two of the best defensive centers in the EuroLeague. Maybe some would put Tavares above Fall, but Fall is up there. I think if we contain Vesely, we
yeah, that's good. How good was Lucas' assistant? Me and Yanni were talking about that earlier in the day, man.
Yeah.
That is. Did you hear the commentators like investing me to Sluka?
Lucas,
and he gave the ball straight to fucking the other team as he said that.
I've never seen him do that, bro. Like, I can't lie.
Yeah, no, that was so weird, bad. Bro. That was so bad. Yeah. Like, he was like running around like a chicken for like 2 seconds, 3 seconds with the ball. He just did that. I mean, don't even know what he was thinking.
You know what's the thing? Like, at the same time, like, you don't want to see like your rivals like do good. But at the same time, you are like, oh, it is kind of like Greek representation, like the EuroLeague. Yeah, but I don't know, Panathinaikos is a big team in EuroLeague. Like, it's not like they're not represented. So,
yeah,
it is.
Kasper, are you a bigger football fan or soccer? Football fan or soccer? No. Football or basketball fan?
Far out, bro.
Who?
What's it called? I can't even speak anymore, bro. It's too late. No, but what's it called? I want to know if he's a bigger football or basketball fan. Taz, the man in the comments.
Taz.
And what was I going to say, Yanni, as well? Obviously, if we make the both, what? Nice. All of us.
Everyone should be.
What's it called? And obviously, if we make the final four, we play Madrid in the semis.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough game. But like we've spoken about before, it's a one-off match, so anything's possible, which is where you want to play Madrid. You don't want to. We've spoken about this previously. We don't want to play them in a series. We want to play them in a one-off match. So we have a good chance if we get past Barca, man, because I think we can beat Real Madrid in a one-off game with our full team if we play our best.
And also, historically, no team has finished in the first seed, which Real Madrid did, and won the EuroLeague in the same season.
Correct. Like us last year, we couldn't...
Yeah, if history is to repeat itself again like it did last year, we beat Real Madrid and, oh my God, we're in a final out of nowhere. Like, that's crazy.
That'd be massive. Now, CJ, will you watch the grand final if we make it this year?
Yeah.
You didn't watch it last year?
I remember I watched... Wow. Did we lose in a final against Fenerbahce?
No, we lost against Anadolu. FS Anadolu off the half court shot.
Wait, Yanni, was that 2017?
Yeah, that was 2017. And last year we lost to Real Madrid. And what you're talking about is the semi final.
I was talking about the Belgrade Final Four semi final.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Last basketball game I've watched.
Well, bro, you got to get into it, man. It's so good. Like, it's actually so good. You don't understand.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Like, the atmosphere, man, like, just everything. It's so
good. What time are they playing tomorrow?
5 a.m.
Times is 4 or 5 a.m.
Bro, I'm still trying to think with what's the football or the basketball.
Both.
It's almost impossible to watch both.
I can't do the soccer.
Well, it's gotta be the basketball, bro. It can't.
I think I'm gonna watch the basketball. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
how is it on Liam?
I actually don't know. It used to be on Being Sports. I've been illegal streaming. Oh, I mean, I shouldn't say that. But
if any streaming services,
I've been illegal streaming the basketball. So because every time it's on like early in the morning, so I'm always at work or uni or something.
You felt like a badass saying that.
Sorry, what did you say? What did you say, Yanni?
Nah, CJ said it.
Anyway,
predictions. Predictions for tomorrow. Let's go. I'm gonna say. Unfortunately, I think we're gonna lose, and I think it'll be, you know, like saying, like, we'll lose by 80 to 76, something close. But I think we're gonna lose.
I think we're gonna win 69 to 70.
Okay,
we're winning 81 to 80.
I'm telling you right now, it's gonna be neck and neck till the fourth quarter, bro. And then with 2 minutes to spare, Mitrulon comes in. Naz Mitrulon comes in. 50-point game. 50 points in 2 minutes.
Now, get a photo of Mitrulon right now on the screen.
Mitroglou.
That's respect.
He's not that bad. Low-key, he's pretty good. And, but no, you said prediction. Now, we win. We win. You can't predict that we're going to lose. We win. We win.
I think we're going to win the series, but I think we're going to lose the first game.
Win by 4 points. Just like Maccabi, I think, won by 4 or 5 against Panathinaikos.
Yeah, they won by 4.
Those are tough games. Like, it's not easy to win. But yeah, we win four points. And it's good, though, because, like, it's first game and they haven't played for a pretty good time. So they're not, form is out of the window. So,
low of proper. Yeah, that's a good point. We've lost
twice. We've lost by 4. Can't lose this season, bro.
Yeah.
Taz, bro, if you want to join, Well, just time. You seem to know quite a bit as well from Melbourne, Australia, which is pretty cool because we don't know too many people that are like this passionate about Olympia, of course. If you want to send us a DM, send it to CJ on Thrillos Global, which is what's under his name. If you want to join us next week or anytime you want, join the podcast and have a chat or just come on for little cameos for 5-10 minutes, let us know. But send CJ a DM because he runs this podcast. And if you want to come on or just even like just have a chat with us or whatever, fucking send through a DM. We'll be happy to have you on. Sorry, Chrisos?
I said don't swear.
No, sorry, mate. But yeah, no, if we want to try build a community and get as many people. No, all good, man. Anytime. I wonder if I know you, man. I know the Zafiropoulos last name, bro. If you know a guy called Vass.
Anything? Can we discuss this later, bro? I want to go to bed.
Yeah, man. Like, fucking order the Yappuccino at 11 o'clock.
Sorry.
After
the fight, I'm engaging with our community.
Nah, you're doing good. But like, you harassed me to get it started. You're the last one to come on. You're like, I've got to wake up for the games.
I've got things to do. Yeah. And I've got 3% on my Mac. Hurry up.
Bravo.
Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it, man. Have a good night, guys.
Bentley Green's class.
Think that about.
Thank you, everyone, enjoying. That went quick, man. We had so much to talk about.
Today. Yeah.
You had a couple Yappuccinos before. Yeah. This is our oldest recording. Latest, not oldest. Anyway, thank you everyone for commenting. Please like, subscribe, follow us on all our social media accounts. Leah, Chris, thank you. Yanni as well, joining us once again.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Don't forget to subscribe. I know I already said that, but I'll say it again. Don't forget to subscribe.
Share to your mother,
follow
your stepsisters, your stepbrothers, your exes.
Just end the podcast.
Yeah, send it to all your exes. No, he makes a good point. Send it to all your exes. Baby mamas as well. Whatever.
Chrisos, do you have an ex? Do you have an ex, Chrisos? You can send it to
bitch.
No exes. That's okay. If any girls are watching this podcast, hit me up on Instagram.
You just lost a couple followers.
Yeah, that's just. I heard. I'm not gonna make any comments. Just send this straight. It was a good live stream. To be fair, we did well today.
Yeah.
All right. Good night, everyone. Thanks for joining. Take care.
Take care.
Ciao.